Goedemorgen, je luistert naar Amsterdam FM en dit is Amsterdam Light. En dat doen wij normaal altijd niet in het Nederlands natuurlijk, maar onze volgende gast komt uit Canada. En woont al 9 jaar in Nederland en kan nog geen, laten we zo zeggen, Nederlands is niet is nog een beetje gebrekkig. Had ik doorgekregen hoor, ik weet niet of dat ook dat echt zo is. Maar dat geeft niet, want het is wel iemand die ontzettend veel weet van ons gekke volkje. Hallo Colleen.
Hi there.
Hello. I didn't mean to insult you by saying your Dutch was not good enough.
Well, it's probably not radio good enough.
It's probably not radio good enough. Well, I'm happy that my Dutch is supposedly good radio enough.
Yeah.
As opposed to my English, of course. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So you are from Canada. You moved to the Netherlands about 9 years ago. And it's a strange story because you didn't meet a Dutch guy, did you? You met some other guy.
I met a guy. I was living in France, actually, briefly. And, yeah, I met a German.
A German?
I know. Can you believe it? Scandalous.
Scandalous.
And, we were looking at different places to live for a year or two. And we chose Amsterdam. And then 2 years turned into, 9 years. But we love Amsterdam. So that's why we've stayed.
And, I'm pretty sure that your German husband is a source of inspiration to you, but it's mostly us Dutch that motivated you to start a blog, Dutch stuff Dutch people like, right?
Yes, exactly.
So tell me about it. Why did you start doing that?
Well, I started the blog in 2011. I had already been living here for quite a few years, but it was the first time I was actually working in an all-Dutch kind of office. So that was a whole new experience for myself. And, I couldn't help but kind of notice all of the strange and weird and interesting things about Dutch culture. And I just, I wanted to see, was I the only one that thought these things were different or funny? And just to kind of create a discussion about some of the things I saw happening around me.
And, of course, now we all want to have an example that goes a little bit beyond bitterballen and and the toilet brush that we have. So
exactly.
Surprise
well,
me.
I mean, I think Dutch habits, there's all sorts. I mean, the one that comes up a lot, it is a bit of a cliche, but I do think it's true, is Dutch directness.
Yes.
I think when you start working in a Dutch environment, you quickly notice that it's not a myth that the Dutch are indeed very, very direct.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a little bit of getting used to.
but then on the other hand, I say, okay, it is. I mean, it's one thing if we would intend it to be direct and if we would intend it to be, for example, insulting or whatever.
Right.
But it's simply part of our culture and we Dutch, we get along fine, right? So at one point, I think that it is also something that if you know you're in a different country, you know that there will be things you need to get used to, right?
Absolutely. And I think Dutch directness, it gets a bit of a bad rap. And personally, I always joke that now I'm a little bit too direct for Canada because I've sort of embraced the directness. I like it. I think it kind of cuts away all of the layers and you know where you stand with people. So that's something a lot of people debate, but I appreciate it. But there's other things that I do think are very strange. And the very first thing I wrote about on the blog was how the Dutch swear with diseases.
Yes, true.
This is, if you... I've lived in 4 other countries and, swear words always have their own flair. But I think the Dutch win for the weirdest, weirdest swear.
Correct. It's a very strange choice, actually. I thought about it once and it is an interesting cultural phenomenon in general, the way people curse. And in some countries, for example, it's much more common to insult your mother, right? Or insult somebody's mother.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, a lot of countries have kind of swears that come from like a religious basis or a lot come from sort of sexual acts. But the Dutch are very creative. So they've taken a whole new angle.
It is interesting, that the Dutch word for the disease cancer is actually it has such an emotional baggage that, it's one of the worst things you can say, which is really weird because it's a terrible disease, but the word itself is not supposedly terrible, right? So
I was actually called that, ironically, yesterday when I cut somebody off on my bicycle, which it still surprises me a little bit because it's quite harsh.
Yeah.
I mean, it is quite harsh.
Yeah. It's the worst thing you can say.
Yeah.
But I assume, Colleen, that your book, because this Saturday you're launching in the American Book Center, your second book based on the blog, and I guess it's not full with swear words, right?
No, there's one chapter on swearing with diseases, and then there's a lot of things about, obviously, Dutch food and also the way the Dutch dress is a little, and when I'm on holidays, I always play games with my friends where I'm like, okay, let's try to find the Dutch people in the crowd.
Yeah.
And you normally can find them.
I mean, easily recognize them, yes.
Sometimes, yeah. So, the infamous white leggings that Dutch women often wear.
Yeah.
And older Dutch men in their red pants is quite popular.
Horrible.
Those kind of things. But I must say, I mean, the book and the blog, it isn't bashing the Dutch. I think there's other books on the market that are really negative.
Yeah.
And truthfully, the blog and the book really is kind of a celebration of the peculiarities. And it's supposed to be lighthearted and fun. And there's a lot of positive about kind of what makes the Dutch so unique from an outsider's perspective.
I guess otherwise you wouldn't stay here for this long, right?
No, I do. I love it here. And I think, like you said, every culture is different and you have to kind of adjust if you want to actually, live here long term. And I also, there's quite a controversial one about natural birth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think Dutch women are pretty hardcore and pretty strong, and that's something I've always really admired.
Is there still enough inspiration for you to keep your blog going, or are we?
There is. Yeah? No, I think there's always something that pops up that I find really like, oh, wait a second, I haven't written about that. It's lots of fun. And what makes it fun is all the feedback I get. I mean, most of my readers kind of, even though it's in English, ironically, they're mostly Dutch, and they have a really good time kind of joining in and debating things and laughing. And
Okay, Colleen, now I want a chapter on Dutch DJs, okay?
Okay, actually, I wrote a chapter last Christmas about the whole top 2000.
All right.
Because my take was that it's a way to kind of not pay the DJs during holidays.
Okay, yeah, but we all deserve a break. Come on.
That's true.
I mean, the Dutch only have 4 weeks of holiday. Come on.
Only 4 weeks, exactly.
Colleen, thanks a lot. Everybody go visit her blog, Stuff Dutch People Like, and have fun during the book launch this Saturday, Colleen.
Thank you very much.
See you.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. That was Colleen Geske.